Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ Is All Ministries. Is God's Word being fulfilled in your life? God's perfect plan is for the Scriptures to be fulfilled in your life at all times. God created you by His Word and maintains you by His Word. The Scriptures make us understand that no spoken word from God shall be without power or be impossible of fulfillment, and that God Himself stands over and watches over His own word, making sure it is fulfilled. So, if God speaks something, it is bound to come to pass. You see, God keeps His word, even if men don't keep theirs. You ought to know that God's word accomplishes that which He pleases and purposes, and it prospers in the thing for which He sent it. God's word will never pass away, and it will work for you if you will believe it. In today's sermon, titled, God's Word Has Power to Bring Fulfillment, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages you to believe the Father for the fulfillment of His Word in your life. Let's join in.
God's Word has power to bring fulfillment. God can fulfill His Word through any believer. Let's see the Bible story describing how God fulfilled His prophecy through the Virgin Mary. You can read the story for yourself in Luke chapter 1 from verses 26 going. After the angel appeared unto Mary and said that she was going to conceive in her womb and have a baby, and his name would be called Jesus. But from verse 34, this is what Mary said to the angel. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then verse 38, Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Hallelujah. Mary said, "Let it be according to your word." You see, God's word has power to bring fulfillment. So when you read this account yourself, you will find out how this was fulfilled in the person of the Virgin Mary. So Angel Gabriel said, "I have given you all the message that God gave me to give you. I am going, but God says you, Mary, shall give birth to a son, and he will be Son of the Highest. But for you to know that what I'm saying is true, your cousin Elizabeth, who was called barren, is now 6 months pregnant. God has taken her reproach away." Okay, when you read the previous verses, this is what the account says in Luke chapter 1 from verse 26. So after the angel announced to Virgin Mary that she was going to have a child, and she said, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" You see, she was referring to physical relationship she's never had with Joseph. And the angel explained that it was going to be possible by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will overshadow her. That's what the Bible says. And the angel also said that Elizabeth was also going to have a child in her old age. We are talking about the power of God to bring fulfillment in any area of our lives. Elizabeth had gone through menopause, so there was no way she was going to have a child in the natural. And yet the angel told Mary that it will happen because with God nothing will be impossible. It will happen because God's word has power to bring fulfillment. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." You see, for Mary, this was a huge step of faith on her part to accept this and to believe that she was to conceive a child by the power of the Holy Spirit and have a virgin birth. It was a huge step of faith. And I pray that so will we also have such faith. Mary rose immediately and went to see Elizabeth. You see, if Mary was going to have a child without knowing a man, And if Elizabeth, who was past childbearing age, was going to have a child, then truly God's word has power to bring fulfillment. Friend, are you evaluating what God has told you to accomplish? You don't need to do that. The Bible says Mary said, "Let it be to me according to your word." Why did she say that? Because the angel said the Holy Spirit can make it possible. The Holy Spirit can make any word God has spoken to you come to pass. The reason she trusted God was not because she had more faith than you and I have, but because she had less unbelief. By saying, "Let it be according to your word," she accepted the word by faith and received it. It was a huge leap of faith. No one had to deal with something like this in the history of the world. She didn't have the internet to tell her this couldn't happen. She didn't call friends. She didn't ask if this was possible. She didn't have people around her. She didn't have her family to tell her, "You are a virgin, give it up, forget it, it's not gonna happen." This is one of the reasons why people struggle today, because we are so plugged into the world. We are listening to the world talk about all this fear with diseases, with financial collapse, with all these terrible things. You need to turn off this junk mails and fake news. You need to quit letting the sewage of the world flow through your mind and then try to believe God at the same time. It's not gonna work. If we want to believe God's word and be strong in faith, quit considering all the voices, whether it's people, whether it's the internet, whether it's the news. Whatever it is, quit considering and taking into account things that are contrary to what God told you. Don't do that. Don't be focusing and thinking about things that are against the word of God. This is great key to seeing impossible situations becoming possible. This is great key to seeing God's will becoming fulfilled in your life, my friend. If you consider all the things going on, you will not be strong in faith to believe the word of God and for him to accomplish things in your life. If Mary were living today, and if she was to plug into the internet and to social media, into news, to the magazines, to movies, to the music and all the other things you do today, she wouldn't have any better results than what you are getting. On the other hand, if you were living during Mary's time, and you didn't have all these things that would distract you, and all you had was the word of God, then you would have got the same result as Mary got. What am I saying? Your belief system is based on knowledge, and if you focus on the word, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If you will listen to all the junk, all the garbage of this world, it will rob you of your faith. Unbelief will come to you. You will then operate in unbelief. Unbelief comes similar to the way faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Unbelief comes by hearing anything contrary to the word of God. In this day and age, we hear a lot of things contrary to the word of God. Don't focus on them. God will enable you to do the impossible, because with God, all things are possible. Many times with you and I, there are many things we cannot do, not with God. There are many things that God gives us grace to do that flesh cannot do. But because we are with God, all things are possible. With God, nothing is impossible. When Mary heard that, she said, "Let it be according to your word." It's really important to understand and relate to this. In a real sense, God has a will for every one of us, and God wants to accomplish things through us. In a sense, God reveals to every one of us what his will for us is. And I assure you, it's going to be far, far beyond what you are capable of in the natural realm. That relates to Mary's story that we have just read. It was impossible to have a virgin birth, and yet this was what the angel was revealing to her. She had to embrace that with faith. Likewise, when God speaks to us and reveals that He has supernatural plans for us, it takes faith on our part to stretch out and believe it. And we usually struggle with doubts. We say, how can something like that be? In my own life, I used to live in fear, and God touched my life and revealed to me that He was going to use me to preach the gospel, to teach, and to heal. In my ministry, we go around preaching the gospel with the demonstrations of God's mighty power at work in our open-air crusades and conferences. This is way beyond my natural ability. God revealed to me that I can work in the miraculous and in supernatural, and I accepted that. That's the story we are reading now, and you can also do the same. This was what happened to Mary. She humbled herself. She accepted the word that was revealed to her, and she said, "Let it be according to your word." We need to believe what God wants to do through us. The Bible says that these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. In my name, they will heal the sick. So you have to believe it and say, let it be according to your word. The Spirit of Christ is in every born-again Christian. The Bible says that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. You see, so we live Christ's life, Christ's own faith, Christ's own mind, Christ's own power, and the way of doing things have been deposited in us. He, in all His fullness, has taken residence in you and me. The Bible says that as He is, so are we in this world. His Spirit lives in us. He who is in us is greater than the one who is out there. Everything He is in us because His life is in us. The life of God, whatever makes God God, is dwelling in us. Bible says in 1 John 4:4 that He who is in us is greater than the one who is out there in the world. Bible says that God is Spirit and He has given us His Spirit. Most of the time, we limit the flow of God's life through us by focusing on what we cannot do. The right thing to do is to focus on whose life you are living, whose life is inside you, and what you can do, because it's no longer you and me who live, but Christ lives in us. Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Live the life Christ has given you. Don't allow anyone to stop you, because when you walk by faith, there may be times when people will misunderstand you and oppose you, but don't let their actions stop you from doing what God has called you to do. I have been misunderstood by a number of occasions, but the Lord has proved me right each time by working with me and letting His power flow through me, proving that you cannot stop a man of faith. He will do the same with you. Bible said that the angel told Mary that anything you think is not possible, the Holy Spirit can make it possible. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you and you will give birth, a virgin birth, without knowing a man. The same thing, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. He lives in you and you can heal the sick. You can cast out demons. You can bring transformation to people because God works through you. He will always fulfill His word. His power is in you, and His word, which is sharper than two-edged sword, is with you. Nothing can stop His word. The Bible says that He sent off His word to heal people. When His word is coming, it will break through obstacles and hindrances and will perform what He wants to perform. His word will never return to Him void. It will accomplish whatever He set it to do. My friend, God will fulfill His word through you. only believe and say with Mary that let it be according to your word. If you are listening to me and you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, it does not matter what sins you have committed. Just say, let it be according to your word. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.